It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We're at Tower City, North Dakota, Innovative Ag Solutions. Justin Johnson and Brandon Larson are guests. And first of all, guys, you're relatively new. You did, first year in the business?
Yep, this is our first year. September now, we'll be completing our first year. We had a good, successful first year and looked good, and we're excited for year two.
So tell me, what got you interested in being a sales rep with Pioneer?
I've always been interested in farming, and it's been kind of my passion since I was younger, growing up on a farm with my dad. And Pioneer products have been in our farm since I was little, so familiar with the company. And when this opportunity was presented to us, I didn't know what else to say other than yes. So.
Great products, great people, a lot of good things to talk about. Let's talk about this growing season. You guys had a little hail early on, had to have some replants in the area?
Yeah, early on this spring, after soybeans emerged, we did have some hail that came through. The corn was young enough where most of that came back because the growing point was still below the ground, but it did defoliate the soybeans, and some guys had to come back in with replant.
Well, maybe a later start, but boy, crops look good.
Things have really, really looked good. We had some timely rains this year. Everything's progressed really nicely. We're about 200 units ahead of normal, so that's really helped the crop move along.
Had a little bit of dry weather challenge late July, maybe early August?
Yeah, as when we really could have used rain end of July, early August. The beans were stressed for a few weeks there, but we were fortunate enough we did end up getting some, so... the stress wasn't for too long and really helped those top pods fill, I think. So
you got some rain this weekend, 3+ inches, and you don't even see it here.
Yeah, it came real fast, and our ground it really can handle the rain. And
yeah, it's pretty obvious that it took that moisture that we had here. You mentioned some of the hail and some of those kind of issues. We've been talking about it with some of our other folks on the tour is the issue of managing this harvest and being on a real timely basis.
Yeah, I would advise growers to just watch the corn crop as it comes into maturity. There could be some stock issues, especially with this hail that we've had. We had some hail this last weekend, and that could cause issues as we go forward.
Well, you know, bruise those stocks, and those are about the first to go over then.
Yep, absolutely.
What about on soybeans?
Soybeans, they look good. Some of the earlier ones are maturing well. The later ones are still green, and they look good. We have been noticing some white mold issues, and depending on variety. So that's something to keep in mind as you're looking at products for next year.
Any issues in corn, pest problems or anything?
I guess in this area we've seen a lot more straight Roundup corn and conventional corn, and we have been noticing some corn borer coming into the area. So another thing to keep an eye out on.
Yeah, there's always something.
Yep.
Talking with Justin Johnson and Brandon Larson with Innovative Ag Solutions at Tower City, North Dakota. It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.